100 Word Stories. Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. I don't have my coffee with me. I don't have my microphone out. Totally disorganized. It's the weekly challenge. I post the topic, you come up with the story. I hope y'all enjoyed this one. Losing my voice, too. Well, it's a bottle. Bottle was the topic, and we got a bunch of stories in. So, let's hear those stories. I should probably read out who sent them in. One second here. We've got Muncie, Lisa, Richard, Tom, Serendipity, Lizzie, Tura, Norval Joe, and Planet Z. So, let's get ourselves some listening. That sounded horrible. I should probably write up scripts for these beginnings and endings. Okay, how about I just hit the play button?
Greetings, my symphony, from Munzee, here with another story for you to have feelings about. Now, feel those feelings. Coping Mechanism by Christopher Monroe. I've been bottling up my emotions for later sale. Because, at the end of the day, nobody's buying actual products anymore. We buy emotional connections, experiences, and nostalgia for the emotional connections and experiences of our past. I'm simply more honest about it than most, selling my own emotions directly to the consumer. No product involved, just raw, unprocessed feeling to enjoy at your leisure. Which emotions in particular? Depression, mostly, from a lifetime of issues I never managed to resolve. Which should come as no surprise. After all, I've already admitted that I tend to bottle up my emotions. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at Munzee Munzee. That's my tale, my symphony, and I hope that you felt feelings about it. And if not, I'll try again next week.
Hiya, this is Lisa, writing as a scribbling wren, and here's my 100 words. Delivering so much more. He found her, although he lives the other side of town. Only comes every other day now. Not many people use him, preferring to pick it up when they shop. The familiar sounds of his approach. A chink of glass bottles followed by a hum of the float. A wet cough from decades of capstans. He noticed what we didn't. Monday's milk. Still there on her well-swept step. Just doing his job, he told us later at her hospital bed. Hadn't hesitated. Elbow shoved the door to find her fallen, bruised and dehydrated. Still holding the note. No milk today. Thanks for listening. See ya.
Well, good morning. This is Richard and this is a story that I've written for this week's topic. It's called Secret of My Success. People used to tell me that if I could bottle the secret of my success, I could make a fortune from selling it. That was before I'd made my fortune. Oddly enough, though, they weren't far off the mark. It just goes to show that from humble beginnings with hard work and dedication, and a keen sense of business acumen, anyone can be successful. Who would ever have thought that Granny Heinz's tomato sauce would ever have been marketable? Yet, I saw its potential and bottled the stuff. And that, in simple terms, is the secret of my success. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called When You Are Alone. Jack was hitting the bottle pretty hard. Jill had left him for a foreign guy. He was taking it rather badly, heading for rock bottom. Benny suggested a 12-step, but Jack just kept throwing down poppers. "She'll be back," he sang into his glass. Well, you would have thought it quite improbable, but Jill, after being jilted by that foreign guy, showed up on Jack's doorstep. "Jack, can I come in?" she said, swinging the door inward. Gingerly, she made her way over the drifts of empty bottles to where Jack sat. Sadly, the bottle had already taken him. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. Just one bottle left now. Such a shame. My father's homemade wine wasn't that bad at all. Sadly, now that he's gone, this bottle is all I have left of him. I silently raise a toast to him before draining the glass. Later, as I tipped the last few drops into my glass and savored the end of an era, I pondered on what to try next. Maybe I should do away with Mother too. I'm sure she'd ferment well, and I'd get a good few gallons from her too. I'm pretty certain she could be a great vintage.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. And a bottle of wine he ordered. You'll love it. Super expensive. She didn't drink. He knew it, but didn't care. He went on to talk about his expensive new suit. "Didn't he look smart?" he asked, scanning the restaurant for familiar faces. "This is the best place in town. Very hip. Super expensive, too. Oh, hey, Vincent!" He waved hellos left and right, turning his back to her. When she walked away, he didn't even notice it. And now he had that super expensive existence all to his radiant, perfectly pathetic self. And she was free. Wasn't life grand? And this was my story for this week, dropped by my blog at lizziegoodcuff.blogspot.com, and I assure you that the stories you'll find in the blog are not as acid as this one. Okay, talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Two Rappers I Know here, with a story on the subject, bottle. I love building ships in bottles. They're nothing like your great-grandfather's. I design them on the computer and fabricate them with a 4D printer with intelligent micro-robots to place sailors setting sails and mounting broadsides. But I shouldn't have set my two latest bottled galleons side by side. They started fighting, and one day I found the bottles broken and the crews missing. Trouble is, the micro-bots are powered from the house induction charging loops. The off switch is inside the house, and they can access the machines that make more robots. Maybe I should just burn the house down.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word story weekly challenge with a prompt of bottle. This is weekly challenge number 547. So here's my story. Dashing among the trees of the hardwood forest, Mickey leapt to the first branch within reach. In no time, he was swinging from branches, almost flying across the tops of trees. finding a comfortable spot high in a maple. He waited for his former captives to stumble through the underbrush below, search in vain, and return to their hideout. As the night drew on, Mickey knew he needed a warm, safe place. In the nick of time, he found a dilapidated cabin with all the amenities of home. A moldy blanket, a package of ramen, and a bottle of water. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Why is it that Guinness tastes so much better when you get it on draft in an Irish pub than when you buy it in a bottle at the store or one of those stupid special cans with the plastic block in it? Well, instead of carbon dioxide, a proper Guinness tap uses a mix of nitrogen and carbon dioxide. Also, the tap is specially designed for stouts. Finally, the keg at the bar is probably fresh, while those bottles in the back of your refrigerator have been sitting there for years. Do you need a ride to the hospital?
Word stories. And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories on the topic of bottle. Thank you all for being a part of this, whether you listened, whether you came up with a story, whether you recorded it, you sent it in, you remembered to send it in. Are you okay, Jeffrey? I don't like to nag people if they don't send in a story and they're a regular, or if they're late or whatever. Or like Muncie was late last week, I was like, do I send a note to Muncie and say, hey, are you okay? And it's like, yeah, that would be nagging and all that and presumption. But then they wouldn't think I care about them. But I do care about them. I care about you. I mean, the listeners, the writers, whatever. Unless you're like really mean to people or you just kind of... Ugh. All right, so I've got a sociopathic streak. Give me a break. That's why I record these things, and I don't read them out loud in coffee bars or on stage or whatever. I just want to do this, okay? So, now that I've wasted a bunch of your time, go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com for more information, for more stories, for more this, more. Can't you just be satisfied with what you have? So go Lansing Lugnuts and whatever. I already mentioned the topic, right? Okay. And as always, keep it brief.